Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So this morning we heard what has commonly been called the Beatitudes or the blessings, or also we may have heard it known, or you may know it as the Sermon on the Mount. And we hear Matthew's version. And you know something you probably don't remember, but in the beginning of the year, in January, when we were in the season of Epiphany, the season of Jesus being made known, we heard the Beatitudes. And so we're coming into next Sunday is Christ the King Sunday, where we talk about the reign of Christ. But today we have the Beatitudes. So it started off our year, the calendar year, not the church year, and we're wrapping up now hearing the Beatitudes again. And it's one of the first things that Jesus does in Matthew's gospel as opposed to the other. So it kind of sets the stage for what how Matthew is going to portray Jesus. Jesus is a teacher. Jesus is one who blesses. And that's the most important thing for us to hear. Now, it's interesting that we're hearing it again at the end of the year. Why do we have to hear this again? Because the work that we're called to do is so hard. So we have to hear this because it's countercultural. You know, we can get really comfortable in hearing these blessings that we don't even hear them anymore. But that's the very first thing Jesus does, is blesses the disciples, because Jesus knows how difficult the work is going to be then, and we know today, as God's children, how difficult the work is today. So, what does this world say is important? The opposite of everything we hear, isn't it? The antithesis, the opposite of what Jesus says. Well, let's hear the opposite. Let's hear the what I'm going to call and what has been known as the anti-beatitudes. Are you ready to hear them? Okay. Hold on to your seat. Blessed are the rich. The wealthier you are, the more God loves you. The more money you have, the more our Lord God has given you God's favor. Opposite, isn't it? Blessed are those who never mourn. Blessed are those who cause others to mourn. Blessed are those who never suffer. Because if you're suffering, clearly God must be punishing for you for something that you have done. So clearly you deserve it. Remember, we're talking opposites. So if somebody's coming into this right now, we're talking opposite. Blessed are the violent, the oppressor. It sounds funny, doesn't it? I know. The oppressors, those who dominate others or run the domination system. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for injustice. Blessed are those who lift up and promote inequity. Those who support exploitation and repression. Blessed are those who discriminate. Blessed are those who are intolerant and those who are biased. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for unfairness. The fifth beatitude, blessed are those who show no mercy, those who are unforgiving. Blessed are those who show absolutely no compassion and no humanity. Blessed are the unkind and the unsympathetic. Blessed are those who are not generous. And the sixth one, blessed are the impure of heart. Blessed are those whose hearts are unethical, those who are dishonorable, those who are dishonest, Blessed are those whose hearts are filled with an agenda that is corrupt. The seventh one. Blessed are not the peacemakers, but the war makers. And those war makers, they are called children of God. The anti-beatitudes. Does it not sound crazy? Yeah. Scary. Yes, very scary. And yet this way of thinking has become more acceptable. And it has totally become the norm of today, if you will, which is really very frightening, because that is not what Jesus is saying. And you know something? The way we see things as being the norm now, that's how it was in Jesus' day. And 2,000 years later, the same is happening. There is a Catholic priest, and I want to say he was a former Catholic priest. His name is John Deere, literally, that is his name, D-E-A-R. He was a Jesuit priest, and he had been removed from the order because he spoke out against a lot of things. And he was at one of our conference on ministries a year ago, and he wrote a wonderful book about the Beatitudes of Peace. And one of the things that he shared is that there's a French scripture scholar who wrote that the Beatitudes translation we use for centuries when we say blessed are is wrong. I found that to be interesting. You know, you kind of take all of this together and learn something new and see a new way of understanding something. And what he said was that Matthew's gospel, we know, is written in Greek, but Jesus spoke Aramaic. So when the scholars translated the Beatitudes into Aramaic and then translated it back into English, they discovered something that was new. Instead of that very passive understanding of blessed are, a new translation, they said, could be arise and walk forth. You know, that changes everything, the way we hear it. Arise and walk forth. This isn't a passive blessed are you, but it's Jesus commanding the disciples to get up and to get moving and to carry on the mission of peace and justice and nonviolence. The Aramaic words include little snippets of words that are resurrection, arise, walking, and discipleship. Arise and walk forth. Words that are used to empower the powerless. So, Father John translates the Beatitudes in this way. And I'm going to add the blessed part because it is important. Blessed, arise and walk forth. You poor in spirit, you who are oppressed and powerless, the kingdom of God is yours. Keep on going. Don't be discouraged by your poverty and your powerlessness. Blessed, arise and walk forth, you who mourn. You will be comforted. Keep on going. Grieve, yes, but keep organizing, seeking justice, and making peace. Arise and walk forth. You who are gentle and meek, you shall inherit the earth. Keep on going and don't be overwhelmed by the world's violence. Arise and walk forth. You who hunger and thirst for justice, you will be satisfied. Arise and walk forth, you who are merciful to everyone. You will receive mercy. Keep on going. Be instruments of mercy in a merciless world. You can never be too merciful, too compassionate, or too forgiving. You will experience the mercy of God. Arise and walk forth, you who are pure in heart. Let God disarm your heart, create a space for the God of peace and love to dwell within you. You will see everyone, everyone as your brother and sister, and you will see God everywhere. You will find God in all things. Arise and walk forth, you peacemakers. You will be called the sons and daughters of the God of peace. Reconcile everyone and welcome my resurrection gift of peace. Arise and walk forth, you who are persecuted for working for justice. The kingdom of God is yours. Keep on going. Don't give up, even though they harass, denounce, and turn against you. You are truly my disciple. For I too was persecuted for working for justice. I too was rejected, harassed, even arrested, condemned, tortured, and executed. Listen to Jesus saying that to you and to me today. I want you to hear these words. Arise, people of the risen one, and walk forth into your new life. Live out your new life. Because, hear Jesus saying this to you, you have been called, you have been chosen, and you have been sent. But you are not sent alone. I, the Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrection, walk with you. I want you to take a look around at each other. Literally. We are. We are the children of the risen one. And we are called to walk forth together. And so we who are blessed get to arise and walk forth, not alone, but with Christ, in the name of Christ, and with each other, to be Christ's disciples. We are called to be the hands and the feet of Christ today in our community. We are called forth. And we are blessed because this is really, really difficult work. And we all laughed when we heard the anti-beatitudes, but we recognize the truth in them. Let us recognize the truth of the risen Christ who calls us forth to be different, to be compassionate, to be merciful, to forgive, and to allow others to forgive us for our wrongs that we do, to fight for equity, to fight against the injustices, and mostly to be peacemakers, bridge builders, and reconcilers. We are the hands and feet of Christ today in our community. We are called to help bring about the kingdom of God in this time and in this place. So let's go and do it. Amen. Amen.